Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry in today for Lori Walsh. We're introducing you to some of this year's South Dakota Hall of Fame inductees. In the Moment producer Josh Heyer is back. Josh, tell us who we're learning about today.
So today we're learning about a gentleman by the name of John Calvin. In the early 1960s, the ringneck pheasant enticed John Calvin to South Dakota. In the mid-80s, Governor George Mickelson was able to convince Calvin to move his business from Minnesota to Watertown by offering the state's first ready loan. John Calvin wore many hats while serving under four of South Dakota's governors. For that and much more, he's being inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame next month. Jim Roby joins us to speak on John's behalf. Roby is the president of James C. Roby PC, a partner at Green Roby Oviatt LLP in Watertown. Jim, welcome to In the Moment.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jim, the first thing I want to talk about is a little bit of John Calvin's background. Can you tell us what really shaped John into the man he is today?
Sure. Happy to do so. John is a Michigan native. He calls Bay City, Michigan, as his hometown. John was actually born in Jackson, Michigan, down in the Lansing area, but as a baby, the family moved up to Bay City. And while in Bay City, John's dad was involved in the cement business, and John actually had his first job at age 13, but watched his father be a successful businessman. John was an athlete, he was a student, he was an excellent swimmer and diver at Bay City, and from there he went to he spent a year at Deerfield Academy in Deerfield, Massachusetts, and then went on to the University of Michigan, where he again participated in on the swimming and diving team, and was a student and finished at Michigan with an English major. But interestingly, John's forte has been in manufacturing, and in particular the process of manufacturing, setting up plants, manufacturing plants, and he's had a very successful business career, and eventually was wooed to South Dakota by Governor George Mickelson, and John brought a business over here from Litchfield, Minnesota. It was the first Ready Fund loan recipient, that business was. John's had a very successful business life in Watertown. He sold his business to his employees and then devoted much of his time to assisting the state of South Dakota in its continued growth and economic development. And I think it's fitting that John's being inducted into the Hall of Fame coming up here very shortly.
Can we touch a little bit more on his early upbringing, and if we could talk on, you know, what do we know about his parents and his siblings, if you could?
Yeah, John had, his mom and dad actually went to the University of Illinois, and John had an older brother and an older sister, and, you know, John had a good upbringing in Bay City. He's very active at the YMCA, where that's where he developed into quite a good swimmer and diver. While participating on the swimming and diving team at Bay City, he even his senior year defeated the kids who ended up as the number one and two divers that year in Michigan. John's career got cut short by a bad car accident, which took him out of the competition that year, but he did return to doing that for the University of Michigan. But John's dad had been in business, was a very successful businessman, and John learned a lot from him and others he associated with. And when he came out of college, he eventually went to work for Lockheed Martin and started showing this expertise that he developed in manufacturing processes and setting up manufacturing plants, eventually leading to him purchasing a business. And in 1984, he purchased what was Palm Industries in Litchfield, Minnesota, which that's the business he brought here to Watertown. But John had a good upbringing. He's very fond of Bay City, Michigan, his hometown. John was inducted into the Bay City Hall of Fame in 2004, and he remained very active over the years on various organizations, including the YMCA of Bay City. John's been inducted into the Watertown Hall of Fame. That induction took place in 2014.
And you had mentioned Governor George Mickelson in the mid-80s convincing him to bring this business over here. And you said it was the state's first ready loan. Can you expand on that? And also, what is a ready loan?
Well, that's, you know, we have an the main arm for economic development for the state of South Dakota is in the Revolving Economic Development Initiative fund. That's the Ready Fund that we have. And that was developed early in Governor Mickelson's administration. And Governor Mickelson had met George, and in 1987 he convinced, or had met John, I'm sorry, and in 1987 had convinced John to bring what was then Angus Palm Industries over here to Watertown. And to facilitate that move, the first Ready Fund loan was awarded to John. And that's the purpose of that fund, is to help economic development by encouraging with loans and incentives and things like that to get business to either start here in South Dakota or to move over here. And, of course, the first Ready Fund loan made was highly successful. The business John had is one of building safety cabs, if you will. If you imagine, for example, the very large trucks and equipment that work in an open pit coal mine, for example, and they'll have a cage around where the driver is sitting, and those are constructed by John's business. And that business continues. It's very successful here in Watertown. John had sold that to his employees when he decided to retire. And today that business is known as Worthington Industries and employs over 300 people in Watertown.
Yeah, manufacturing is certainly of a huge economic staple in the state. So I also found John Calvin had served under four South Dakota governors. What was his role under them?
Well, when John came to South Dakota, of course, he had a strong friendship and the respect of Governor Mickelson. John also later became very close to Governor Janklow and assisted in economic development. Eventually, Governor Rounds, in 2006, Governor Rounds asked John to come aboard with state government. John had sold the business to his employees in 1996, so 10 years later, Governor Rounds put together a big job description for John, and John accepted. He became the Secretary of Tourism. He ran the State Development Office. He became in charge of tribal government relations, the Arts Council, the State Historical Society, and the Housing Development Authority. And so John wore a lot of hats, and he wore them well, and he did that under Governor Rounds. Later, Governor Dugard asked John to serve on the Economic Development Board, which is the entity that had awarded John its first Ready Fund loan. So John was paying it back with his time and expertise, and so he served under Governor Dugard before eventually he's retired now from public office, if you will.
Now, Mr. Calvin truly cared about his employees. There's some stuff here saying that he offered to pay for learning new skills at Lake Area Tech and some things like that. Could you talk about his relationship with some of his employees?
Yes, and it really, when John brought the business here to Watertown, he needed welders, first of all. And he went to our Lake Area Technical Institute, and they started putting on training programs to get people's skills up to speed where they could work and do the kind of work that John needed in his business. So John started a long-standing relationship with Lake Area Technical Institute, which continues to this day. John is a tremendous benefactor, awards many scholarships to students attending Lake Area Technical Institute, John and his wife Prudy. But John always had a number of sayings that he had. One of those was that if people worked hard for him, he would work hard for them. And there are many, many examples of good things that he did. I know one of the examples is early on that one of the new employees had come out of the Lake Area Tech program, had a child that had an injury, had to go to the hospital, and John was there at the hospital making sure bills were being taken care of and things like that. To this day, you can meet people that worked for John, and they will see him on the street and thank him again for what he did for them, because John could have sold that business in the open market in 1996, but instead he sold it to his employees in an employee stock ownership program. And many of those employees who had devoted so much of their hard work to making that business successful were rewarded very nicely about that. And so it's easy to find a lot of people in Watertown that will say very nice things about John Calvin. When they see him on the street, they're happy to see him because of what he's done for his employees. So a lot of people have done very well financially And really, they reaped some of the rewards of the success of that business when he sold it to them.
Now, I really, wow, that's awesome. So I really feel like we're only scratching the surface on the successes of this gentleman. But do you think there's anything else we really need to bring to light in regards to John Calvin?
Well, I think that John, you know, while he has retired from his government life, he's always there to consult with the governors when if they have some questions. And throughout his professional career, he's done that. He's been close to a number of politicians and offering advice when asked. He is continues to be very active. John and Prudy continue to be very active in their support of Lake Erie Technical Institute here in Watertown, which is a tremendous asset that we have in this community and in the state. And that entity continues to flourish, and John can claim some of the credit for that. But he's John Calvin is a guy that everybody's happy to see here in Watertown, and he's just everyone's friend. He's got the respect of everyone, and he's done a lot of great things for this community and the state.
Well, Jim, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. Yeah, John Calvin, what a guy.
Thanks a lot for having me.